Chapter 6, The Social Point of View. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. And without faith, it is impossible for you to become great. The distinguishing characteristic of all really great men and women is an unwavering faith. We see this in Abraham Lincoln during the dark days of the war. We see it in George Washington at Valley Forge. We see it in Stanley Livingstone, the crippled missionary, threading the mazes of the dark continent, his soul aflame with the determination to let in the light upon the accursed slave trade which his soul abhorred. And in Francis Willard, in every man and woman who has attained a place on the muster roll of the great ones of the world. Faith. Faith. Not a faith in oneself or in one's own powers, but faith in God, in principle, which upholds right and which may be relied upon to give us the victory in due time. Without this faith, it is impossible for any one of us to rise to real greatness. The man who has no faith in principle will always be a small man. Whether you have this faith or not depends upon your point of view. You must learn to see the world as something which is evolving and becoming, not as a finished work. Millions of years ago, God worked with very low and crude forms of life, low and crude, yet each perfect after its kind. Higher and more complex organisms, animal and vegetable, appeared through the successive ages. The earth passed through stage after stage in its development, each stage perfect in itself and to be succeeded by a higher one. What I wish you to note is that the so-called lower organisms are as perfect after their kind as the higher ones, that the world in this period was perfect for that period. It was perfect, but God's work was not finished. This is true of the world today, physically, socially, and industrially. It is all good and it is all perfect. It is not complete anywhere or in any part. But so far as the handiwork of God has gone, it is perfect. This must be your point of view, that the world and all it contains is perfect, though not completed. Let me repeat that, that the world and all it contains is perfect, though not completed. All's right with the world. Repeat that to yourself. Say it with me. All's right with the world. All's right with the world. That is the great fact. There is nothing wrong with anything. There is nothing wrong with anybody. And the facts of life you must contemplate from this standpoint. There is nothing wrong with nature. Nature is a great advancing presence working beneficially for the happiness of all. All things in nature are good. It has no evil. It is not complete, for creation is still unfinished, but continues to give to man even more beautifully than it has in the past. Nature is a partial expression of God. It is perfect but not complete. The same can be said of human society and government. Even though there are trusts and combination of capital and strikes and lockouts and so on, all these things are part of the forward movement and are incidental to the evolutionary process of completing society. When it is complete, inharmonious interactions there cease. But it cannot be completed without them. J.P. Morgan is as necessary to the coming social order as the strange animals of the age of reptiles were to the life of the succeeding period. And just as these animals were perfect after their kind, so Morgan is perfect after his kind. Behold, it is all very good. Consider government and industry as being perfect now and advancing rapidly toward being complete. Then you will understand that there is nothing to fear, no cause for anxiety, nothing to worry about. Never complain about any of these things. They are perfect. This is the very best possible world for the stage of development man has reached. This will sound like rank folly to many, perhaps to most people. What they will say? Are not child labour and the exploitation of men and women in filthy and unsanitary factories evil things? Are not saloons evil? Do you mean to say that we shall accept all these and call them good? child labour and similar things are no more evil than the manner of living, the habits and practices of the cave dweller. His ways were those of the savage stage of man's growth. And for that stage, they were perfect. Our industrial practices are those of the savage stage of industrial development, and they are also perfect. Nothing better is possible until we cease to be mental savages in industry and business and become men and women. This can only come about by the rise of the whole race to a higher viewpoint. And this can only come about by the rise of such individuals here and there as are ready for the higher viewpoint. The cure for all these inharmonious relations lies not with the masses of employees, but with the workers themselves. Whenever they reach a higher viewpoint, whenever they shall desire to do so, they can establish complete brotherhood and harmony in industry. They have the numbers and the power. They are getting now what they desire. Whenever they desire more in a way of a higher, purer, more harmonious life, they will receive more. True, they want more now, but they only want more of the things that make for animal enjoyment, and so industry remains in the savage, brutal animal stage. When the workers begin to rise to the mental plane of living and ask for more of the things that make for the life of the mind and soul, industry will at once be raised above the plane of savagery and brutality. But it is perfect now upon its plane. Behold, it is all very good. So of saloons and dens of vice. If a majority of the people desire these things, it is right and necessary that they should have them. When a majority will desire a world without such discord, they will create such a world. As long as men and women are on the plane of bestial thought, and as long as the social order will be in part disorder, it will show bestial manifestations. The people make society what it is. And as the people rise above animal thought, society will rise above animal thought in its manifestations. But a society which thinks in an animal way must have saloons and dives. It is perfect after its kind, as the world was in the old period, and very good. All this does not prevent you from working for better things. You can work to complete an unfinished society instead of renovating a decaying one. You can work with a better heart and a more hopeful spirit. It will make an immense difference with your faith and spirit whether you look upon civilization as a good thing, which is becoming better, or as a bad, evil thing, which is decaying. Our viewpoint gives you an advancing and expanding mind, and the other gives you a descending and decreasing mind. One viewpoint will make you grow greater, and the other will inevitably cause you to grow smaller. One will enable you to work for the eternal things, to do large works in a great way toward the completing of all that is incomplete and inharmonious. And the other will make you a mere patchwork reformer, working almost without hope to save a few lost souls from what you will grow to consider a lost and doomed world. So you see, it makes a vast difference to you. So let's repeat that. All's right with the world. All's right with the world. Nothing can possibly be wrong but my personal attitude, and I will make that right. I will see the facts of nature and all the events, circumstances, and conditions of society, politics, government, and industry from the highest viewpoint. It is all perfect, though incomplete. It is all the handiwork of God. Behold, it is all very good. Now, I'm going to repeat this. And I highly recommend that you write this down and use it as an affirmation. It is really, really good for your mind to really stop judging and get yourself into your spiritual power. I'm going to say it slowly. All's right with the world. Nothing can possibly be wrong but my personal attitude, and I will make that right. I will see the facts of nature and all the events, circumstances, and conditions of society, politics, government, and industry from the highest viewpoint. It is all perfect, though incomplete. It is all the handiwork of God. Behold, it is all very good. Oh, Michelle Blood here again. This is amazing! Woo! I'm telling you, this is so amazing. To think that this man was so tapped, this man was a mystic, to explain it in a way that anyone can really get it. But I'm going to go a little deeper here so that you really get what this man was saying and tap into this high oscillation of vibration. When we tap into, and I highly recommend meditation and contemplation to do this, when we rise in vibration into God consciousness where there's no duality, the greatness comes through us. And, you know, this was written nearly 100 years ago. This is amazing. You remember what was going on then? There were trials, tribulations, problems with society, child labor, all of this sort of thing. Look what's happened since then. We have had so-called good and so-called not so good leaders of the world. I mean, we had the wonderful Kennedy and then we had Nixon. And it's 2008 now, so I'm not going to even tell you it's the beginning of 2008, what we've had for the last 8 years. But anyway, we cannot judge because we don't know what that evolution is. You know, it's so important for us to realize that we are God made manifest, and that is the greatness through us. And do you think Kennedy stood around and said, oh, there's so much evil going on in the world, I don't know what I'm going to do? No. He just thought ahead. He said, hey, let's fly to the moon. Did he know how to fly to the moon or to be able to get together the funds or the technology at the time? No, he just said, let's do it. He got everybody involved in a bigger dream. So the whole world became excited. When they flew to the moon, the whole world watched. There was harmony within the whole planet because of this man's vision. Now, if you have this and tap into the greatness rather than looking and judging of what's going on, you will then, when you have that empowerment from spirit, that greatness flowing through you, you will be able to do great things and make great changes as the Kennedys and the Edisons of our world did. So now let's go on to our next wonderful chapter. I am loving this book and my intention is that you are really getting it. Thank you.